Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The present challenges are singular focus. And so behind the scenes, organizationally, obviously, I've made some decisions about how I structure the calendar. I made some day-to-day decisions in terms of keeping guys upright, giving guys rest days and so forth. But it hadn't been anything that I've addressed in the big room, if you will, or in front of the group. I just don't want to give it that amount of credence at this juncture. I'm sure everybody's aware of the schedule. You know, our job this week is the Philadelphia Eagles. And so I'm going to delve deeper into that probably more with the collective on the other side of this game. Right now, we're in the midst of a 7-day cycle in terms of prep, and so things are business as usual, but it's going to quickly change once we get on the other side of Philadelphia.
Commissioner Goodell trying to punish the Steel City.
Unbelievable.
I don't like that at all. All right, we'll talk for you, you know, because you get to a Philly, Saquon's so good.
Hey, and please do a good job of it.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Mike Tomlin with Pat McAfee letting it slip a little bit. Some of his true colors coming out that he is not thrilled with this 3-game and 11-day stretch. And he said he'd be making some decisions and that a lot of those decisions would manifest after this week when they start to get into the routine of not being in their normal routine. So we do get a confession from Mike there that this is not the best. Not bitching like the Chiefs are about it. I don't know if you saw any of that, Chris. They're not thrilled.
Chiefs bitching about something?
Their main gripe seems to be that their bye was in week 6, and they're having to play all of these games in a row, and now a lot of games in a short amount of time.
If I were the Chiefs,
like
I wouldn't
be getting preferential
treatment.
I
wouldn't be bitching about anything because thanks to officials' calls in certain games, they're about 3 games better than they probably otherwise should be.
Like here is... Here's Kermit the Frog Mahomes here articulating his gripe.
What was it like when you first saw the schedule come out to see kind of this little layout here?
Yeah, it's not like a good feeling. I mean, I'm excited to play on Christmas to hopefully get back from what we did last year, but you never want to play this many amount of games in this short of time. It's just not great for your body, but at the end of the day, it's your job, your profession. You have to come to work and do it.
Yes. So I'll do it, but I'll do it kicking and screaming in my Kermit the Frog voice, putting ketchup on steaks and whatnot.
Sorry, I was distracted there for a second. Already your bet with Howard Eskin is generating big responses. I'm getting DM'd from a woman who listens to us from Philly, She is. Oh, it's the. She said, "I'm the My Guy Pat Fry girl."
Yes.
And she said, "I don't listen for. I miss 1 hour of the show, and this bet happens already. So people are already taking big notice of your tweet about Howard Eskin's bet with you."
Well, he just wanted to come on the show and f around, and he found out that he's going to owe me $500 here because I don't think our new friend of the show, Russell Wilson, is going to go in there and start turning the ball over willy-nilly. But you don't even agree with me on that. I don't even have your support. You're on Eskin's side. You're a Benedict Arnold in this. I don't even have you as an ally. You're a frenemy here.
I just have to be honest with my takes here, Pony. I can't, like, I cannot tell a lie. I'm like George Washington.
So I'm all for authentic Mueller. That's why my stance on this game is you should be very pragmatic about it. You should not do everything in your power to win it because of the games that are ahead very quickly, and they are way more important. And so just as a illustration of exactly how I feel, Justin Fields played zero snaps against the Browns. I'd like to see a lot more of Justin Fields in this game. Not necessarily because I think it's going to help the Steelers win the game, but it's going to take a little bit of tread off the Russell Wilson tire. Like, you know what would actually have me coming in here in just a state of mind where I was just a basket case and ready to smoke an entire pack of cigarettes and pace around the room for the entire four-hour show?
Russell Wilson getting hurt?
Yes, if the calf strain that has been really cooperative and we have not read or heard anything about it all of a sudden popped back up in this game and became something that we had to worry about for the rest of the season.
You just said it, though. Have we heard any reason why that would be the case? It seems like he's actually healthy.
No, but he takes a hit. He twists it or something. There's a tweak.
Now, that could happen to any part of his body, though, in any random play.
Now you're going to do the, you could walk across the street and tweak it. There's just as much.
I said on any play. I didn't say walking across the street.
But you know how people take it to the extreme with injuries.
But I didn't.
I know. But I thought you might, so I tried to.
So you did a preemptive.
I did.
A preemptive attack on a point you thought I might make.
Would you punt on this game?
I would do one of those quarterback punts where you'd line up the quarterback and then decide, he's just going to give it a little pooch kick. Roethlisberger very good at the pooch.
He was. Roethlisberger has been the good luck charm for Pitt Volleyball. They're 9-0 in the big man, although I shouldn't call him big anymore. I should call him now medium. Ben is in attendance for these games because he's lost. I bet he's down to probably from a 38 waist down to like a 34, I would say. Just
I'm
based on what I've heard. Yeah, I think you guys are the same now.
Actually, No, more like a 33, 32.
Congratulations on your success with the week in 180.
What are you?
I'm in the same ballpark.
You're not, though.
No, I am.
You're not giving me a number.
I'm either 34, 33, 32, somewhere in there.
No, you aren't.
Yes, I am.
I bet you're 36 and you don't want to say
I'm not a 36.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If I wish we had a pair of jeans here, I'd slide right into those 34s. We could do it on camera, too. We have the means to do that.
Well, that's the content our listeners crave. Let's watch this man wriggle into some jeans.
You don't think our boss is like, anytime like Starkey's shirt came off in studio for some kind of like bet that he won or some kind of contest, that went right up on our social media channels?
We decided that our listeners could not get enough of Starkey's chest.
Here is Atkins on the Fan. Hello, Atkins.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Appreciate you guys taking my call, man.
Yeah. You think it's going to be a blowout on Sunday?
I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think it's going to be a close game just on how the basis of the two teams on how they play. You know, with Pickens being
that's great news because the Steelers almost always win close games. Their record in close games is phenomenal. Atkins. In fact, the only team since 2020 with a better record in close games than the Steelers is the Chiefs.
And I'm feeling a little comfortable. I'm just a little shaky with Pickens being out and with the news of Elliott being out. Yeah. By the way, I have a question. Who's Elliott's backup?
Probably Kazee would be the guy that would fill in for him.
I like that. That he's a hitter.
He is.
So, I mean, I think in order for us to win this game, and it's not really a stretch, but it could be, we got to have at least 3 turnovers and a big splash.
Wow.
At least 3 and a big splash special teams play.
If only we could get a good luck charm in the stadium like Atkins, that would be maybe something that would be helpful to the cause. If only you could like tell us that you were actually going to drive to Philly and give their fans the double bird and tell them.
I'm actually going to the game.
Well, there you go. How about that?
I've got my tickets about a month ago. And you know, I've been pounding my chest.
And since you're from Easton, you probably know how to fight because that's the home of the Easton assassin, Larry Holmes.
You're damn right.
And are you going to wear your Steelers garb loudly and proudly, or are you going to go incognito, Atkins?
Man, I'm putting on the Steelers hat, the hoodie, the jacket,
there you
the gloves,
go.
The matching sneakers.
There you
now,
go.
Are you going to be in the 500 level, or are you going to be sitting with the bougie types in the club?
No, I got some good 50-yard line, 200 level.
My man. All right, Atkins.
He is going into the club.
Well, if the Steelers do win, you got to call back in on Monday and let us know how it went. Okay.
Even if they lose, I'll still give you guys.
Yeah,
a call.
I want an update on how it was with those morons,
mutants.
Yeah, I was stuck on both M's there.
Dan Zangrilli liked to use the term mutants.
Dan Zangrilli, I wonder if he has a take on this big Kyle Tucker trade. He's headed to the Chicago Cubs.
Don't worry, some site called Baseball Trade Values that I keep seeing people use over and over again says that this is a wild overpay by the Chicago Cubs. Mm. Memo to Baseball Trade Values, I don't give a rat's ass. We're talking about it as a guy like,
that's the
man.
Attitude the Steelers need in Philly. I don't give a rat's ass about 1965. I'm sick of hearing about that. I don't need to hear about the way Bobby Hoying lit us up in 1997. Oh. I don't care about Carson Wentz having the best day of his life against us in 2016.
I don't care about A.J. Brown literally laughing at the Steelers while they tried to defend him on his way to 3 touchdowns.
I don't care that Lito Shepard stepped on Ben Roethlisberger's hand and he had to leave the game.
Whoa.
I don't care that Jeff Reed scored our only points there in 2008 and then probably came back to Pittsburgh and started.
I actually don't care about that stuff. You know why?
Yeah.
Because they won the Super Bowl that year.
They lost there in 79, too, when Wilbert Montgomery had a big day on the ground for the Eagles. Yep.
Was Harold Carmichael on that team?
He was. He only had one catch that day.
Held him down.
Texas on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line. How you feeling about Steelers-Eagles? Our last caller said they need 3 takeaways to win the game. Brian McFadden will weigh in at 3:30. More of your thoughts? Would you punt on this game? You heard Mike Tomlin say he's not thrilled with the schedule. He wants Pat McAfee to go bitch to Roger Goodell about it.